Hey everybody, good afternoon. It is April 29th here in Australia. That's right, April. Where's the year gone already? Good afternoon, it's Cricket here. I want to apologize for the little bit of break here with the book. I was in development with another project, which has just gotten started, and I will share more of that with you as the time goes. We've just done our pilot episode on YouTube, and we're really happy it turned out well. So congratulations to my partner, Prue. That's Pearl, it should be. Today's little blurb, I guess I'll call it, is from one of my, this is Cricket's Coffee, shows that I did over on Instagram that I want to get started again soon. And it just talks about my love of music, movie musicals. I was raised in a household of live theater and musicals, and how those have affected my life. And I still think about some of those tunes and things today. So I'm going to pass it over, and I'll see you when it's all done. Hey guys, good morning. Happy Friday. Yes, at least for me, it's Friday. So you guys know it's coming. I'm Cricket. This is Cricket's Coffee. Let's get started. A little bit of housekeeping for you. Yesterday's episode, because I played you a song from YouTube, that episode will not get to YouTube because I will probably get pinged. So I want to thank my manager, also my husband, for reminding me of that fact. Now that that's out of the way, let's talk movie musicals. Yes, I'm old school. I was raised in the era. My folks, my dad did summer theater and musicals and things. Love, love, love the old Hollywood musicals like Oklahoma, South Pacific, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, Mame. But Mame has to be Lucille Ball and B. Arthur. That's it. Nobody else. Because it just doesn't work unless it's them. But I love classic Hollywood. And I know you guys do. You guys, you know, different ones I've talked to have said, you know, let's talk about a classic Hollywood musical. Gene Kelly singing in the rain. Comfort movie, ding, ding, ding. I could watch that forever. I was just big grin on my face when we got to it on the Great Movie Ride there in Disney. Just love that. Here's an FYI for you. Did you know that the whole scene, okay, was used, what he actually danced in was Milk? Okay, you guys are looking at me like I'm an idiot. Okay, the reason why it's Milk, because Milk would show up on screen, where water, you couldn't see the water, especially when he did the jumping and the puddles and everything, you know. So there you go. Another great movie, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. That's another one I can just put on and let it play in the background and enjoy that. We've got South Pacific sitting on the DVR to watch. What's another one? Meet Me in St. Louis. Judy Garland. That's always a fun one. That's another comfort movie, just to, you know, put it on and forget about everything for a couple of hours. And they just don't make them that way anymore. You know, why is that? I mean, I've got Chicago sitting there, the new one with Renee Zellweger and Catherine Zeta-Jones. And what else have I got sitting there? White Christmas, Danny Kaye and Bing Crosby. Oh, I love Danny Kaye. Have you ever seen, if you want to see a really great movie, Find the Court Jester with Danny Kaye. You will laugh yourself silly. It is so good. Love that movie. I think music in general, just, it doesn't matter what language you speak, music will connect everybody. You know, it doesn't matter. We watched, on the Arch Channel, we watched, it was a celebration of Les Mis. You know, when there was a couple times where I had to turn around and ask Phil for the tissues. Because I knew the songs, and it was just like, Oh, I'm just sobbing and he's giggling at me, but I could see him a little misty too, you know. So, musicals, just music in general, you know, when we get connected to certain artists or certain groups, and that's, you know, how many of you can lay out your life in music or a time period of your life in music? You know, high school for me was, you know, we were always going out dancing and everything. So we picked up a lot of, I know, MC Hammer, the Bangles, you know, Destiny's Child, things like that, you know, and we get connected. But then when, you know, when that artist passes away, and we get sometimes get really affected, and you know, we've never met the person, but they've been an intricate part of our life just by what they've contributed to our life. You know, does that make sense? You just, you know, they leave little holes that, like, good example, Little Richard just passed away. You know, and he was not, I knew who he was. I knew, you know, things like that, but, you know, he was Little Richard. What do you say? You know, but, yeah, it's just really, I'll tell you one that'll affect me when it happens, and you might laugh at me. That's Barry Manilow. I love Barry Manilow. I have since the first time I saw him on the Tom and Dick's Mother Show, and that's been, you know, over, you know, I've been here in Australia 20 years. This is when I was still at home with my parents. And he had one of his songs was all about all the commercials that he was a part of or that he'd written. And I'm going, really? He wrote that? And it's stuff that we hum and sing every day. And I know I've gotten off base here, so, but getting back to the Hollywood musical, you know, they just don't make them like that anymore. I wish they did. Classic, you know, classic vintage, you know, Hollywood, you know, That's Entertainment clips had great musicals. You know, little highlights here, you know, of, you know, Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor dancing together. I always jokingly dreamed I'd dance with Gene Kelly one day, but yeah, what do you say? You imagine, right? Yeah, music, just music in general, music can take us away for a couple of hours and just, you know, give us that peace. Or, sorry, remind us of people who've gone. I think I miss my dad. You know, I miss my adopted dad. He did movie musicals, not movie musicals, but he did the theater. You know, he played the priest in Men of La Mancha. And I'm not in the mood to sing, sorry. But it's just, you don't realize how connected you are to something so simple. You know, there'll be times where I'll just put some music on. I don't know what it is, some music on the TV. I know what happened one day. I was sifting through and Andre Rieu was on, and I stopped and put it on for a few minutes. And I went to turn it. Feels like, no, turn it back. Let's finish the show. And I was like, who are you and what have you done with my husband? But it, you know, Andre Rieu makes classical music fun. And he says, well, what else is there? Was something else on? So I taped it and I said, oh, I taped this. He's like, okay, let's watch it. So music, movie musicals, you know, if you come across one, you know, Oklahoma, that was Shirley Jones' first movie. Carousel's another good one that they don't show very often, and I kind of watch for those to happen. Doris Day had some good musicals, Calamity Jane and things like that. So take a look, watch for those. Watch a movie musical. Have some fun. You might find a couple of comfort movies there. It's Friday here. It's miserable. The heater went out. We have a little space heater. So I've ordered one. I gotta get some work done. So guys, you know the drill. Happy Friday. I'm Cricket. This is Cricket's Coffee. I'm gonna go drink or stay safe out there. So I want to know if your feet are tapping or have you started singing or humming that favorite piece of music from your favorite movie musical. We've all caught them. Lately mine is Greatest Showman. Don't know how many times I've walked around the house humming that. Or if you go onto YouTube and look up Kala Settle when she sings, when they're getting ready to do the green light, how magical that moment was. And on Frozen, do you still cry for the first time forever? Does that get you teared up a little bit like it's done me right now? So I want to say thank you for hanging out with me today. I hope this got you thinking a little bit. I'll be popping up with some more little gems from my This Is Cricket's Coffee episodes, and we'll get back to the book here in another couple of weeks. So take care. Have a good one. Thank you guys so much for finding me, for listening. Give me your feedback. If there's something you want to hear about, let me know and I'll see what I can do to put it together. Have an amazing day. You guys have one job, and that's to live an extraordinary life. I'll see you soon.